Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Do you like chase scenes?
Yes.
Do you like long, drawn-out foot chase scenes?
Yeah.
Do you like long, drawn-out foot chase scenes that have no originality to them and are just flat as hell?
No.
Well, then you're gonna love the movie we watched tonight. You're gonna absolutely love it. Just, it's the greatest film we've watched in 1975. I'm not angry about it at all. I'm glad we watched it. I feel like I have a new purpose in life.
Excuse me?
You know, like, you know, filming a botched kidnapping movie.
I think I'd rather get deep dicked. And I don't like dicks.
Just make sure your kid isn't watching. He'll turn into a psycho killer.
Well, apparently. But only if it's consensual.
Yeah. It can't be traumatic.
No. It can't be actual horror.
Now, I would also argue that watching your parents fuck is traumatic in itself. But not enough to make you a psycho.
Well, Will, he didn't seem to mind. No, with that face.
No, he did the not bad.
Not bad Obama.
Not bad Obama that's the face.
If you type in not bad Obama.
That's the exact face this kid makes.
To his mommy getting deep dicked.
We will get to that, though.
Because stocking man got balls deep.
I feel like this movie got balls deep in us.
I wish.
It teabagged the fuck out of us.
No.
Just
you know what this movie is?
What?
This movie is like one of those. This movie, like, it's not balls deep in you. It didn't get that far. What this movie is? This movie's a micro penis.
Okay? A flaccid micro penis.
Like, this movie just, like, sticks. It just puts it in you, and you're just like, where is it? Deeper. And then just like, that's all I got. That's this movie.
Well, I kept waiting for this movie to get, you know.
What?
Just anything?
I did warn you.
You did, but like, I was like, I don't even know. You warned me, but you hadn't seen this movie either. So what? How much could you warn me?
I warned you about the scene.
Yeah, at the end of the goddamn movie.
Yeah, I didn't know it was the end of the movie. I thought it was like the middle, but nah, they saved the worst for last. As we haven't even mentioned the title, have we?
No, we watched Psycho Killer from Texas.
Bitch. Psycho from Texas. Not Psycho Killer.
Oh, my bad. You're right. Psycho.
Don't add words. It doesn't deserve them. That's true. It doesn't deserve it. Don't do it. It's just Psycho. Alternately titled Wheeler. Mr. Wheeler.
I would have preferred if it was just called Wheeler.
Yeah, but if you don't call it... But Will, a year before this, Texas Chainsaw Massacre comes out. So when your piece of shit movie happens to be set in Texas, what do you gotta do?
You gotta mention Texas.
You gotta mention Texas.
He's a psycho from Texas because he watched his parents fuck.
Not his parents.
Oh, sorry, his mom fuck some random dude.
Some dude got balls deep.
And he turned into a psycho.
In those sugar walls, and it just activated the psycho. Okay?
She consensually had sex with someone.
Consensual.
And he went fucking batshit.
Passionate vanilla sex. And he just... It just drove him insane.
It looked like the guy was even being tender with her. Like they were kissing and shit.
I mean, there's a good portion of that scene where he just like goes out of frame and she just kind of rubs herself nonstop.
Yeah.
But as we said, Will, there's nothing scarier.
That makes you into a fucking psycho.
There's nothing scarier than consensual sex.
Okay? It's horrific.
Fucking terrifying. Fuck this movie.
Oh my god. I have so much more I have to say, but we'll do it while we're critiquing this.
So,
let's get into it before I lose my goddamn mind. So we get two people in a canoe.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just coming to a dock, and then they get in a car and start driving.
And then we get bad music, and then we get... It intercuts between the bad music and some other fuckface driving. And then...
Yeah, that's where we get introduced to our main character.
Wheeler?
Wheeler.
He goes into a restaurant, cafe thingamajiggy.
So first the old dude drops off the kid and is like, wow, that was some really great fishing. You want to go again next time Tuesday? Blah, blah, blah. Sure, yeah, let's go again. And then we get the stupid diner scene where he orders burgers.
Wheeler orders
a burger with no onions.
And a cup of coffee. And a side order of
whatever that you. Whatever that waitress is having.
He
looks directly at the camera, you're right.
Well, no, he wants her.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, you're forgetting the most important part. Because he's just like, I'll have a hamburger, hold the onions and a cup of coffee. And then he's like,
what are you doing tonight?
And she's like, well, whatever it is, it won't be with you. And then we get...
Shows his ugly mug. And then extreme close-up of his face.
And then we just see, like, a naked woman in a bed.
No, we get... No, no.
Yes.
You're skipping the most important scenes. Oh, no,
that's the one. Never
mind.
Fuck.
Sorry, this is the other fucking... I'm losing my goddamn mind. I'm sorry.
Did you forget?
So, yes, yeah, we get a girl in a bed, and it pans over. And then we see Wheeler... standing in a window.
No, it's standing in a doorway with a knife.
And then it and then it goes back to the woman and her arm's bloody, which wasn't in the actual other scene.
It wasn't bloody before at all. But now it is bloody, and now it's hanging off the bed. So apparently at some point, an invisible ghost killed the poor woman.
Yep, not Wheeler. Not Wheeler.
I was like, initially watching the scene, I'm just like, oh, he took the waitress home, I guess?
No.
He's just so charming that even after she's like, I won't fuck you. She just had to fuck him. But no, it's some random woman. And then it cuts back to Wheeler at the bar. And he says some stupid shit and goes to a phone.
He goes to a phone, calls like this bartender at a Texas bar.
Another bar.
You can notice because it has longhorns above the bar. Get it? Texas?
Yeah, well, that's how I knew it was Texas.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I wouldn't have known any other way.
But then he gets off the phone and he's like, Wheeler's in town! But he fucking lied!
Like, it's a big deal.
He fucking lied.
He did lie. The movie doesn't know. But he's like, Wheeler's in town. And then he tells some other goon this. And then the goon leaves. Because Wheeler's in town.
And then Wheeler gets another flashback when he gets off the phone.
Oh.
And this is the flashback.
Babby Wheeler.
We get Babby Wheeler.
Again, like any good movie, you want your lyrics of the song that's playing
to match what's going on in
So the song is about how Wheeler was fucked up from childhood. Because he could not... Life could not prepare him for the horror of consensual sex.
What the horror of watching his mom have
consensual sex. Once. One time. Now, it's set up, and I'm thinking, like, so he's gonna see something really bad, isn't he?
Well, yeah, because they set it up, like, the mom and him are, like, playing baseball in the front yard.
And then
a guy comes up, and I'm like, oh, he's, like, really abusive. I bet he's, like,
no,
you know, something fucked up's gonna happen. And the mom goes over...
And he gives
the guy gives her one fucking stocking.
Yeah.
She's all pleased with it, and I'm like, oh. Okay. He doesn't do anything. He kisses her on the cheek.
And then she goes in the
house.
And
then they go in the house.
For the dick.
And Wheeler's mad because...
He starts pouting. He sits down like... He does that thing where he, like puffs up his cheeks and just kind of puts his hands, like, under his chin. Like,
Yeah, and they go inside, and then...
And then we get the...
And then Wheeler walks inside and sees his mom...
Getting deep-dicked.
Having consensual sex.
Consensual deep-dicking.
And he gives the good job Obama.
And the, he gives the not-bad Obama look.
Yeah, the not-bad
Not Obama. Like, you know, like a look of shock. or disgust. It's just not bad.
Well, it's also, like, it's kind of, I think they're trying to portray sadness, but, like, my main question is...
Yes, it's very sad when your mom has consensual sex.
I mean, it's sad when you have to watch it, but, like...
Sure, but...
I would not want to watch...
I mean, the other... No. The other joke of this scene is that he opens the door, like, wide open.
I think the real joke is, and I don't want to set this up, so I'm going to talk for a minute. So, you mentioned that this is the director's son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, imagine going in to this scene, and your son is going to be in this movie that you're making, right?
Yes.
And the scene you're setting up is your son is watching his mom get railed by another dude, right?
She's going to Pound Town, Will.
So, you go to your son before they film this close-up, and they're like, okay, son, I want to sit down. I want you to look like you just walked in on me and mommy having sex.
Well, you assume that he told him that.
I don't know what he told him.
No. You know what he told him? He probably told him, like, look scared. Look horrified or something, and then that's the best they could do.
Why would you use your son for that kind of scene?
Because they could... You know why? Because that's the only kid he had access to.
I guess, but yeah, like, why the fuck? Think about that.
You don't have to find another actor. You're just like, we need a kid in this scene. Who do we have? Oh, my son. I don't even have to pay him. You don't even have to pay him. That's it. You let him film this shit scene, and then you send him back to fucking preschool. That's it. And then your son grows up knowing forever... But his face...
Imagine being in this movie as a kid and then watching it as an adult.
And being like, oh, that's the scene?
Be like, what?
Wait, that's what I was reacting to? The horror.
Oh, God.
Of consensual railing. But yeah, she gets consensually railed. As the kid stands there in the doorway that's now wide open. Mm-hmm. And there's like a light coming in from the hallway and everything. And they are so... enthralled in the deep dicking.
They don't even know.
They don't notice until they finally notice, and then they're just kind of like...
Oh.
Oh.
Like, it's, like, barely an inconvenience. Like, it's just like, eh, okay, he walked in, it's fine. I was surprised the mom didn't say, like, not again! Like...
Oh, no, not again! But no.
But then we get fucking Wheeler's adult ugly face... back, flashing us back forward to the present.
Oh yeah, he's at a gas station now.
No, he's on the side of the road.
And the sheriff.
And he's like changing his tire, and the sheriff drives up
and says something.
And then he says like, "Oh, you go by Jeremy here, and here, and here." And then the Wheeler's like, "Me here, and here, and here, and here. I get it fixed, me here, and here, and here, and here." And then they drive away.
And then they go to a gas station. Wheeler goes to a gas station.
Oh, my God.
And the man and his little fishing buddy are there.
I don't understand the relationship of those two.
And he's just like, hello. Like, are you... He's like, hello. Do you want to... You look like you've been driving a while. Go get yourself a Coke.
Yep. And then Wheeler's like, hey, I'm not from around here. How far into town is it? And the guy's like, two miles. And I was like... We were both like... What the fuck? He's not in town yet?
You told us Wheeler's in town.
The fucking bartender said Wheeler's in town. Liar. I call bullshit.
The movie's a fucking liar. But he's like but 2 miles and then...
Oh my God.
He's like, where are you from?
My favorite line.
I'm Wheeler from Maine.
Says, I'm from Maine. And then the guy's like, you sure don't sound like you're from Maine. And then Wheeler says...
The main part of Texas. You're laughing about as good as he did in the movie. Dance faster!
Yeah, bitch, let's dance!
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so then the old dude goes, drops off the kid again and goes to his house. And
okay. Talks to his daughter.
I want to talk about this.
The maid.
So we're in the mid 70s, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. All I have to tell you is that it's not 1860.
I'm not saying the 70s were the most progressive times.
It's not 1860 though.
But it's not even like old, like, you know, like the 1930s or 40s anymore. This is not 40s film anymore, okay?
No.
This is 70s film. You don't do shit like this anymore.
Well,
the old dude walks in.
Jim Fiesel did not get the memo.
He has a maid named Bertha, a stereotypical black maid named Bertha.
It's like,
she's like
the most.
I don't even know.
I'm just trying to think of like an example.
It reminds me of like the butler or the maids from like Shirley Temple.
Yeah, like
The old Shirley Temples.
Where it's just like,
where they like, they didn't.
It's like a minstrel show.
It's like they didn't realize that was like kind of a bad idea.
It's like a minstrel show. Right down to her singing like slave songs and saying, "Lord have mercy."
Like, this is 75, man.
It's a long way past
1975.
Yeah,
like I said, it's not the most progressive of times, but holy shit.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Pipe down the racism a little bit, please.
Nah, they couldn't. We needed to have this for some. You know why? It's because this was important to the plot.
Yeah.
It really was. Because we had to get that scene where she finds the dead body and then says, "Lord have mercy," a million times and crawls on the ground. Because that was just...
Crawls on the ground like an animal because she's this, like... This movie was made, I'm convinced the director was at least a little bit racist.
The director was a lot of things.
Yes.
I'll just say that.
I think racist was one of them.
There's a lot of ists that I could add to what I think
racist,
of...
Racist, sexist...
What I think of this
ageist,
man.
Ageist. Everything-ist.
Or just plain stupid?
Well, yeah.
Brain dead?
Brain dead would be a good term.
Imbecilic? I don't know. Like, I could go on.
Mongoloid? Plebeian? Fuck. Plebeian?
Okay, that's true.
Plebeian.
This movie's fucking plebeian.
This is a plebeian
film. This is a pleb movie.
This is, like, clearly some guy. It was his first job at fucking writing and directing.
This is the only movie he directed because...
This is first and last.
Because whoever... He probably tried to make another movie after this, and they watched this, and they're like, "Oh, Jim... You'll never work in this town again. Get out of my office." That's what I imagine happened, because they're just like, "Oh, you made Psycho from Texas. Get out of my office."
This is a shit stain on 1975. So we get a scene, they go into town and
he runs into
Wheeler is like walking around and it's like apparently Christmas time, I guess.
Yeah, but it's the only scene that's like Christmassy.
And so he meets the old dude again. We realize his last name is Phillips. Let's just call him Phillips for the rest of the film. So they get coffee in a pharmacy cafe and they talk about literally nothing. They talk about the old dude they talk about the old dude fishing, and Wheeler just does odd jobs is what he calls them.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, they're definitely odd, Will. If you catch my drift.
So, they talk about nothing. And then Wheeler goes into another cafe.
To meet another dumbass.
To meet Slick.
Slick. And they sit there and they talk about their plan that they're going to kidnap this guy. And blah, 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 and then they leave, and this woman is like, "Up yours!"
Well, because, like, Wheeler is like, hey, lady, we got... Because she's bringing over the waters after, like, 5 minutes. Yeah. And he's like, hey, lady, we got, ain't got all day. We leaving.
Up yours.
Up yours.
And then they go and... This is the most intense kidnapping scene, because here's what they do.
The most insanely... I was on the edge of my Phillips seat, man.
Goes
the
home.
Edge of my goddamn seat.
Phillips goes home to his daughter and his 1860s slavery maid.
Not even 1860s, that's like...
Yes, 1860s.
Yeah, 1860s, okay, that's fair.
Like, full-on massa shit, okay? It's on that level. And he goes there and he talks to her, he leaves, and he starts driving to town again. And then Wheeler, like a true mad lad.
No, he has Slick drive in front of Phillips' car.
He drives in front of it, gets out, gets in the passenger seat, and is like, basically says, I'm kidnapping you, follow my car.
And he, like, I love how he pulls out the knife the wrong way.
Yes.
Like, he flicks the knife open, and it's, the blade is towards him, towards Wheeler.
Yep.
And then he, like, puts it up to, like...
He keeps taunting people.
He keeps putting, like, the knife to their face.
To their mouth and nose.
And, like, cheeks. And I'm like, if you're gonna threaten someone, you go for the fucking throat.
No, this movie's... It's unique. Okay?
Sorry.
It's a hipster.
I keep... I'm throwing the F-bomb around a lot this episode because I'm fucking mad.
This movie's a hipster. Okay? It doesn't do things like, you know, like a hipster wants to be unique. This movie also wants to be unique. So you have, you know, he taunts people by sticking it in their mouth. And conveniently, all the most prominent black person in the movie is treated like a fucking caricature. Because this movie is just so unique. It just has to be different.
So unique.
So unique.
Psycho from Texas.
Psycho from Texas.
So they drive into an oil field, and they drop off the guy's car.
Because they want to dump his car, and then...
And then Wheeler grabs his glasses and is like, you ain't seeing nothing!
You said that wrong, Will. He says, you ain't seeing nothing! And then throws his glasses
and smashes
steps
him.
On him. And then the other guy is like, let's get the hell out of here. And then does the...
And then we get some...
And then they drive away. And then they drive to the cabin in the woods.
I love when they're driving, though, because, like, Wheeler the whole time is like, hey, I'm gonna go back to your house and I'm gonna have fun with your daughter.
Yeah, how about that, Slick? You wanna have fun with his daughter?
Get her name in here.
Get her. As he's like
putting the knife to like his cheek and his lips.
I'm gonna fuck your daughter.
And he's like, yeah, we're gonna get all your money. Like,
the other guy just, like, Phillips just isn't saying shit.
Let me just tell everyone here, this is, like, some of the least convincing acting I've ever seen.
Wheeler
in a movie.
Is fucking Wheeler, garbage.
He is the epitome of bad acting.
He's fucking trash. He's so trash that in the credits his name is John King III. What kind of a fucking trash actor has the third listed in the fucking credits?
Who? I don't know.
Who?
Well, he's not...
Nobody.
He's not even threatening at all. Like, his tone is totally, like, the opposite of what threatening should be.
No, it's just, like... It's just dumb. And then
they pull up to the cabin, and Wheeler decides it's a good idea to threaten him again.
He's like, you think you're better than...
You think you're better than everyone else. I know people like you. And I'm like, what? Like, nicer old... I mean, yeah, he owns like a stereotypical black maid.
Yeah.
But like, he goes fishing with a kid.
He owns an oil field.
He knows like everyone in town. How is this dude a bad dude? We don't even know anything about him.
Because he said so.
Because he has money. That's why he's
Wheeler
bad.
Wheeler said so. And then they taunt him some more, and then they tie him up.
And then they go into the cabin, they taunt him some more. And then
they tie him up.
They tie him up, and they look through his stuff, and
he has
like,
no money.
Like $9.
He has $9 in a checkbook. So Wheeler has a perfect idea. Write me a check for $100, and I'm gonna go buy weed. That's the scheme.
We're almost to the point where we can just glaze over like 29 minutes
of
the film.
Shut the fuck up, Will. we are not glazing over this at all. This is the most important scene in the fucking world. Because what happens is Wheeler then...
It is not...
Yes, it is. You shut the fuck up.
It is not the
shut the fuck up, boy. It
is not the most important...
Yes!
No!
It's so well shot!
Shut the fuck up!
It's so intense.
Fuck this, I'm leaving. I'm done. You just do the rest of the podcast
without me. Well, Point Break ain't got nothing on this chase scene, baby. This is the best foot chase ever. He threatens Slick, and is just like, just stay here, and if he gives you any trouble, like, use this. He gives him the knife. So he leaves.
He leaves to go cash the check so they can get weed.
And Slick is, like, dozing off.
And the old guy's like, oh, sorry, Phillips is, like, trying to get out of his restraints. And then it's intercut with, like, three kids on a railroad.
Who find
the car.
Phillips' car, and they find the glasses. And then they run away to tell the cops.
Yep, all while this old dude's slowly getting out of restraints and Slick is falling asleep.
Eventually.
And then it gets a close-up of Slick, and then it pans out, and the dude's gone.
He gone. And he, Slick is like, oh no, Wheeler's gonna kill me.
Slick has a lot of monologues that he likes just giving himself. He goes on for like a minute or two about like, Wheeler's gonna kill me, I gotta find this guy. He's just like sitting on the bed like while saying all this shit.
Oh, like sad.
While the guy is getting away. But apparently he's really good at tracking and catching up with Phillips.
Well, this is when we get the chief. So they're just, you know, it's just, what can I say? It's a chase.
It's a chase. And boy, howdy, they chase through the woods and the swamp.
And the woods.
And the woods and the swamp and the woods and the swamp and along a river and the woods and the swamp.
And they fall and they get up and they fall, they get up.
Okay.
They so fall in the mud.
We're just gonna, can we glaze over the chase? We'll go over what they intercut with the chase scene, but I am not shitting you when I say this chase scene, intercut with other things, lasts for, I count, we looked at it, 29 fucking minutes of boring ass foot chase scenes.
How could you say it's boring?
Because they set up a tripod, put it in the distance, and just shot the actors running.
That's so exciting.
You know, no, like, tracking shot behind the guy, nope. Like, running. No, like, panning shot or crane shot going over. No high, like, intensity shots. Nothing.
No intense music.
We just get two guys running, coming from the distance, and coming towards the camera, and that's it. Going through the woods.
You know why?
Going through the swamp. Going through the woods. Going through the swamp. 29 minutes.
You know why?
You know why, Will? Sorry, I gotta calm down because I fucking hate this.
Here's what happened. He wrote the movie. And, you know, simple idea. Kidnapping goes wrong, right? He had all of those other scenes planned out. Where Wheeler goes around this fucking shithole town and showcases how much of a psycho he is. He had all that planned out, right?
Yeah.
But then he was like, well, I don't know what to do about the other scene with Slick and Phillips.
Let's just, like, drag out a chase scene.
I got it. I have, like, 30 minutes of this chase footage. I got it. I'll just intercut the plot, quote-unquote...
That is using that term very loosely.
With the chase. And people will be so entertained by endless, flat, wide shots of...
Well, he was like, you know what? I don't know anything about filmmaking.
No shit.
I don't know anything about shots or like how you set up a shot or how you follow an actor.
No fucking shit, Will. So you know what I'm going to do?
I have a tripod, I have a film camera, I'm just gonna set it up and have the actors run towards it.
No fucking shit. You goddamn genius.
And then when there's a road, I'm going to slowly follow behind them in my car while holding the camera.
To pretend that I got a fucking tracking shot. Fuck it.
So, all right, so that's the chase scene. You don't need to know about that because all they do is chase each other.
No.
Yes.
I will give you more details.
Stop it.
I will.
Why?
You're forgetting some important
moments. I don't fucking care.
I do. You're forgetting some very important moments.
I don't... What? Where, like, Slick keeps saying, like, goddamn motherfucker beat, I'm gonna kill you when I get you. I'm gonna fucking me.
Well, number one, that's not the best line he says. The best line he says is, I've got your ass. He says it's so good. He says that same line twice.
I got your ass.
But it's so good he says it twice. But I'll go over a certain scene. Because it's just so...
At the cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery. Sure.
Or just the random gate?
The random, like, dirt mound with the fucking wall.
Where they both get, like...
They start humping each
exhausted,
other.
And then Slick, like, hugs the old dude's legs and, like, starts, like, cradling them in his arms.
And then...
And the old dude looks like he's gonna have, like, a heart attack or something.
And then he gets up, and they continue their wild journey.
You know why we gotta mention this? Actually, this is important. Because it's a giant cock tease. Just when you think the chase scene is finally fucking over.
No.
This is like the 15-minute mark. You finally think it's over. You're like, okay, cool. Chase scene over. That was a little too long. But you know what? We're good.
No.
No!
You needed to... They had to have that scene where they're tired. Because they were like... They're only halfway across Texas by this point, so they have to rest.
Dude, this gives a whole new meaning to endurance running. They run across, like, all of Texas.
That cardio, man.
Dude. Usain Bolt got nothing on these fuckers, okay?
That fucking cardio, dude. That conditioning.
You got a tubby old guy and, like, and a younger, like, guy that is just barely behind him.
All the time.
The whole time!
It doesn't matter. The old guy will hide behind a fucking log, and then the next scene, they're just magically, like, right next to each other.
Or, again. Like, or Slick ran, at one point, the old dude runs through a group of pigs, and Slick gets mad at them and kicks one, and, like, has to call them all motherfuckers, and then like, you know, get distracted by them, and the old dude gets away, but apparently in the next scene, he's just right fucking behind the guy again.
You know what it is? This movie has rubber banding.
That's true. When the old dude's running away, like, Slick just turbo speeds.
It's rubber banding.
To a little bit behind him, yeah.
It's like a shitty racing game.
Where are they at?
You get in first place and the enemies just magically fucking drive, like, faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's the logic here. He gets ahead and Slick just gets, like, fucking turbo fucking gets propeller in his ass or something. It just, like, fucking... Turbo's ahead to where he's just right next to him. Whatever. But Wheeler gets his monies.
Okay, so yeah. So we've talked about the chase scene. Now we can talk about what's intercut with the chase scene. Wheeler goes to the bank, cashes his check.
Gets $100 Renos.
Gets a phone call from the big boss man.
And tells him,
like, we got him.
We got him. And then the boss man
you
is
get
like,
what you paid for.
And then the boss man tells him to get rid of both of them.
He wants Slick and the old dude gone,
yeah.
Phillips. And so he's like, okay. So then we get the kids talking to the cops about the car. The cops investigate the car, find the glasses.
We get... Mueller goes to buy weed.
Goes to buy weed, and then they
some
do...
Some random
the,
bar.
The dude's like, okay, let me go check.
And then the guy's like, I got no weed for you.
And then Wheeler nut shots him with a... pool cue
and he nut shots him
hard he knocks into like a case of beer stacked on the wall for some reason.
He knocks him so hard.
Why is there a random stack of beer just out in a bar?
Why not
next to a pool thing
so that whenever you want
I love this scene because the guy get going to find if they have any weed is like, hold my pool cue. And so he does, but he puts it against the table.
Mm.
And then when he comes back in and says he has no weed, Wheeler just, like, slams it down so, like, the stick comes up. Now, how is that guy perfectly standing where the stick would go directly in between his legs and not knock into his legs?
It's a movie.
Oh, yeah, magic. I forgot.
Movie magic.
Yep.
Well, they needed that scene, so...
He got nut-shutted so hard he tips over a case, a stack of beer that's just out in the open it in a bar. It
knocks him the fuck out.
So then Wheeler goes to the Phillips's house. He follows the daughter back.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes into her house, and she just invites him in, because she's apparently too friendly.
And then they're all very friendly, so
and
she just...
And they're having coffee. She introduces him to
her best friend.
They're saying she's getting engaged, and they're having a party. And then Wheeler gets introduced to the sheriff, who he's already met.
And he finds the glasses, and he shows them, I found your dad's glasses. I don't know where he is. They're like, he's at the country club. He'll be home any minute.
And then later the daughter gets a phone call saying that there's like ransom for her dad.
Her dad's been kidnapped. There's a ransom. Don't tell the cops.
I want to remind everyone the long ass chase scene is going on.
It's still going.
Intercut between these scenes.
And they're telling them don't call the cops. And then Wheeler's like, yeah, don't call the cops. They might kill your dad.
So then the friend is like, no, I'm gonna call my dad, the sheriff. And so she gets on the phone, and Wheeler gets pissed off.
And at this point, the daughter leaves.
Yes.
So it's just Wheeler and the best friend and the maid somewhere. But see, Wheeler gets all aggressive, and he chases her into a basement, and then a cat is thrown at him. And then he corners her and rips her shirt open, because of course he does.
And then she kicks him in the balls and goes up the stairs.
And then it cuts.
And then he punches her and it cuts.
That's it.
Now we get the final conclusion to our almost 30-minute chase scene.
Ooh,
thrilling conclusion.
He gets, Phillips gets in a little boat and goes to a boathouse that's like maybe 10 feet away.
And that's when the dude says the line again.
He says again, I've got your ass.
I've got your ass.
And then he just sort of swims over.
And then he can't find the old dude.
And then
he gets up on the porch a little bit. And the old dude comes out with a fucking trident thing.
And stabs him in the throat.
The fuck out of him.
No. He just stabs him once.
Oh, that's true.
Stabs him in the throat with a trident and kills him. And then he goes back home.
Yep.
He gets, he hitchhikes back with some truck driver. And that's it.
And then we get the cops.
No. We get...
Oh, God.
The maid.
I forgot. Yeah.
Is in the kitchen singing a slave song. It's whatever. And then she looks in the closet and finds the dead girl.
And starts freaking the fuck out.
And
she's
says,
like, oh, Lordy. Oh, my God. Lordy, May. Oh, my gee. My Lordy.
Lord have mercy, she
Lord
says.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Crawls on all fours.
While screaming and then, jumps around.
Out
and,
the fucking house. Just on all fours, and the cops, they see, they just see her, crawling on all fours and screaming, Lord have mercy, so they're like, oh, something's going on.
So they go in, and the sheriff's all pissed off, so somehow, I can't remember how they find the boss dude, but they go arrest him at the bar.
Well, first he goes there, they talk to him, and he goes to the police station.
Yeah.
But he's going there not aware that,
Oh, yeah, no, he goes willingly, and then he doesn't know that Phillips is there.
And he sees Phillips and just freaks out, grabs a gun.
And then runs out and shoots.
And we get another chase.
Oh, my God. At least this one's shorter, but it's still, 15 minutes
long. So, basically,
long.
It's just a cop chasing this fuckhead.
Into a warehouse.
A warehouse, intercut with Wheeler buying KFC.
And then going to
another bar where we get the beer scene. Now,
you noticed a theme that Wheeler doesn't do jack shit in this film?
But he's a psycho.
He's killed one person.
He's a psycho. From Texas.
Okay, they've established he's from Texas, but he's just kind of a killer from Texas.
No, he's a psycho.
He hasn't done anything that psycho, though.
Yeah, yes. He tried buying weed.
And then nutshotted the guy and yes. killed a girl because she was gonna, like, rat him out.
Yes. Psycho.
That's not psycho.
Yes, it is. He tried buying weed.
That's just, like, paranoid.
He watched his mom get fucked.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this is where they show his psycho side.
So this scene is,
Oh my god. Oh my god.
If you type in, because we watched this movie on YouTube, when you type in Psycho from Texas on YouTube, the autocomplete has...
Beer scene.
Psycho from Texas beer scene. I also know about this beer scene because Red Letter Media, their Best of the Worst series, they talked about this movie and they shit all over the scene.
For good reason. I feel like we have to shit all over so, the scene too.
I will shit all over this scene.
I will too, because fuck it.
For my own...
Fuck this scene.
My own personal reasons. Now, I assumed, because I knew about this scene from Red Letter Media, that this scene was like in the middle of the movie somewhere. Nope.
Now, I also mentioned, before we get into the scene, I also mentioned that this scene, if you wanted to set him up as a psycho from Texas, why wouldn't you have the scene earlier?
Because...
Why establish that he's a psycho at the end of the fucking movie?
Money shot. This scene is the money shot in the director's
dirty underwear. This is the best the director had?
Yes.
This is the best he could do.
This is the most psychotic he could do, yes.
This is basically just this a guy getting off from a naked woman, and he's a total sexist pig.
So, he goes into his bar, and there is a woman bartender, and just some random guy sitting at the bar. And he starts telling her, like, you know, you're very pretty.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
You're not busy. Let's dance.
And she's like, I don't want to dance, and then... He's again, like, why don't you want to dance? I just don't want to dance. Why are you wasting all this good music? Like, dance. Dance. Well, dance.
And he's like...
And the guy...
He mentioned something about his mom. And then the guy's like, just dance with him. Like, these mama's boys always have a problem.
Oh, no, he says, you remind me of my mom.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, these mama's boys always have problems.
And then he just, like, through the power of bad editing... He kicks the guy off his stool, and then he goes over and punches him again through the power of bad editing, and...
He kills him with something.
Maybe kills him?
I don't know. They never established if he killed him or not.
So the girl's freaking out, and he turns on this piece of shit song.
And makes her dance.
And just makes her kind of, like, stand in place.
Oh, no, yeah, and sorry, he grabs her from the bar and says... Now, bitch, let's dance!
Well, what he does is he makes her kind of spin in a circle.
Yeah.
And he just sits there watching her saying, dance,
dance, dance, dance, faster,
dance,
faster,
dance,
dance, dance, dance,
dance,
dance, dance, faster,
dance,
faster,
dance, dance.
And then he gets pissed off so because she's not dancing fast enough, and so he rips off her shirt.
He rips off... He rips off, it's like a, she's wearing like a dress of some sort.
Yeah.
And he just rips off the whole thing down to her underwear. And then the next time it cuts from our boring chase scene, it's...
She's completely naked.
Completely naked. And...
He goes over...
Again, same thing.
And gets a pitcher of beer.
Just makes her spin around, dance, dance, dance,
He
dance,
goes and
dance.
Gets a pitcher of beer, takes a drink out of it, and then starts pouring it all over her while she's dancing and crying. And like... Like, I want, like, this scene, if it was a better director, this scene could have been very disturbing.
No shit.
And it was, I mean, it was disturbing that the director thought this was like, his like, oh, this is gonna be the best scene, like, this is gonna be the most shocking scene in the whole movie. It's gonna be so well done, and like...
It's something.
This is gonna show how crazy Wheeler is. I guarantee it. This is gonna shock people.
So after she's done making her dance, he makes her get on the dead man and grind him.
Yeah.
And then just leaves and eats his KFC. That's the beer scene.
And then the chase finally comes to a conclusion on, well, we'll shit talk the Do you want to shit-talk the beer scene now?
Let's shit-talk the beer scene in our final thoughts on the movie.
All right. So the sheriff...
Along with everything else, we're going to shit-talk.
The deputy finally catches up with the main boss guy that had the guy kidnapped.
And shoots him.
Shoots him in the freezer of this warehouse. And then that chase scene's over. And then, you know, the Phillips goes back to his house and reunites with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's hunky-dory. And then we get this fucking just ugly-ass, fucking Wheeler's ugly-ass face for like a minute straight.
We have to see the song finish. So they freeze frame his ugly fucking mug as this dumb fucking song comes to a close. We thought the credits
were gonna roll. I thought it was gonna roll. I was like, no, there's no fucking way.
It looked like an ending. But no. The scene then cuts and then, you know, they're all after him. They're after Wheeler. And then he's on the side of the road with a flat tire again.
And the sheriff comes by and is like...
Again. And then the sheriff looks at him, takes out a shotgun, and then it does like a flashback. I guess
it's... Well, it's like a flashback, but you still see Wheeler's just dumb fucking face, like...
Superimposed
onto the flashbacks. But
it's like, it's supposed to be like profound, because the sheriff, like, it's like the sheriff remembering the first time he met him and how he met him at the house. And it's, like, supposed to be, like, profound. Like, oh, he knows him. He's the psycho from Texas. And then he shoots him
once. Wheeler does this, like, dramatic roll across the side of the car.
Shoots him again.
Wheeler does a somersault over the roof of the car.
And then he's like, hey, mommy.
And then, like, the sheriff, like, points down at his face. And you just get this, like, a shot of the barrel of the rifle. The shotgun, and then it, like, fires, freeze frame, credits.
Now...
Thank God that's over.
The ending is... If this was, like, any other movie, I'd be 100% down with this ending.
Yeah, I would be too.
Because I've seen movies that do endings like this, and they do it well. Where it's just, like, that, like, complete bluntness.
Where, like, the bad guy finally gets what he deserves at the end.
And the movie just ends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to get... I'll try to avoid spoilers on any other movies. But, French Connection 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The ending of that is literally gunshot credits. Like, that's it. Another one is a movie that me and you both have enjoyed in the past. Elite Squad.
Yeah.
It literally ends with a gun being fired at the camera as if the character is getting their head blown off.
Yeah.
That's it. Gun to camera. Boom. Credits. Like, it can work, right?
Yeah.
It can work very well, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a flying fuck.
If your movie's not fucking good, there's no reason to care.
I mean, yeah, sure, like... I can't say I was unhappy to see him get blown away.
Well, he's a terrible guy, but like...
But at this point, it's just like, okay.
I didn't really care.
Like I said, it's a micro-penis of a movie.
Yeah, well, because they're trying to establish this guy as like a psycho. But like, honestly, he's just he's a bad dude, but I wouldn't call him a psycho. He just kind of does weird shit and is a terrible person.
He likes pouring beer on naked women. And making them grind dead.
I mean, clearly he's a shit person, but there's nothing in the movie except for him, like, quote unquote traumatic childhood experience that makes him psycho.
No, well, I do agree with you. Jim Fiesel is a shit person. Oh, wait, you're talking about the character. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was doing both. I was killing two birds with one stone because they're both pieces of shit.
Jim Fiesel is the psycho from Texas.
Can we talk about the problems with the fucking beer scene?
Let's
just fucking get into it.
I don't know where to start.
There are so many goddamn problems.
You already kind of summed it up for me. If it was a better director...
It would have been disturbing.
It would be disturbing.
But it makes me think of some director, some sleazy, dirty director, is like, okay, we're going to do this big scene... There's going to be a naked girl and a guy pouring beer all over her. And she's going to be dancing and she's going to be completely naked, but we need to keep her in frame so it never cuts away from her being, like, covered in beer and completely naked.
And the dancing has to involve her, like...
bouncing up and down.
Bouncing up and down and spinning around, so it's like... you basically, like... You get full view of everything.
It is the sleaziest fucking scene I've ever seen. Like,
it feels like a cheap, smutty porno.
It didn't feel like he was going for, like, disturbing. It felt like he was getting off on, like, directing that scene. Like, I'm convinced that he's just like, oh, yeah, this is gonna be so good. Like, he's like, oh, this will be just so disturbing, but in, like, you know, in his sexist mind, it was going to be disturbing, but he really just wanted to see a naked girl spin around a bunch of times and bounce up and down while getting beer poured on her. It's disturbing how fucking dirty, like, and sleazy this scene is.
It's like some sort of, like, weirdly specific fetish.
Like, the scene itself isn't dirty, but, like, in the context of the movie and, like, in the context of everything else... like, it's so fucking trashy and just, like, disturbing that the director wanted to do this whole scene and go into such length of filming it, because it lasts way too long, too.
See, I wasn't disturbed. I just felt...
I wasn't disturbed by the scene.
I felt empty watching it.
Yeah.
You just feel, like, just kind of, like, awkward.
And it is awkward. It's cringy, actually.
It's bad for everyone involved, except for the director, who was probably furiously masturbating.
It feels like a scene where the director was actually furiously masturbating.
For everyone else, nah. Bad time.
It just feels... It's such a stupid scene, and it's so, like... you could tell they were trying to be shocking.
Just shoving that in, like, the end of your fucking movie.
Like, why? There's no need for it.
Yeah.
There was literally no fucking need for that scene. Or really any scenes with Wheeler.
Just saying, like,
to be honest, like,
you remind me of my mom. How?
Because she said no? I don't fucking know. Why every time he kills someone, he has to rip off their clothes and show, like, their naked bodies?
You know why.
Because he's psycho and because the director loves, like, boobs?
That second part there.
Yeah. It's fucking, like, weird.
It's not weird. It's fucking transparent.
It's trashy. It's trashy.
I'm no prude, okay? I don't give a shit about nudity. Like, I really don't. But...
I don't either, but, like...
But...
done this way...
when your movie has a character who just, for no reason, rips off women's clothes, I see through it, okay?
Yeah.
I see through it like a fucking... goddamn plastic bag.
I think transparent is a good word for it, because you could tell the director just really wanted to just see naked women.
It's
like you said, I see it every ist. He's sexist.
Yeah.
Racist, because it's the 70s and he has the most stereotypically black man. Because
it's like, look, if you want to have... I mean, we've had other movies with nudity, right?
Which is fine.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm fine with nudity, whatever. I legitimately have no problem with it whatsoever. I think it's perfectly fine. But at the very least, the other movies we watched, there's some entertainment value. There's humor. Something. Something. And even then, like, at least, at the very least, if we're talking transparency, those other movies are way less, like, they're way more shameless about it.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, it's nudity. We like it. It's in the movie. There's that feel of, like, it's in the movie because, you know, why not? Whereas in this, it's just like they're trying to play it off like it's not some sleazy garbage.
Yeah, which it is.
Like they put that in there and just like, oh, it's about how he's a psycho. No, bitch. It's about you wanted a scene with a woman being completely nude, crying, having beer poured on her. That's why it's in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me that like, it just feels like they couldn't be honest with it.
Right.
But I see through
it. Well, because it lasts way too long, and it literally just shows her spinning around and jumping.
Shoved in. Yeah. At the end of the fucking movie.
For no reason.
Yeah, like...
there was no... like, literally nothing happens after the scene except for him eating KFC and getting shot by the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, The girl from the bar doesn't go and talk to the cops or anything. Nothing happens after this scene.
Which also adds to the transparency, because it's almost like, okay, I don't know who the fuck this movie was made for. I don't know who the target audience of this garbage would be.
I have no idea.
Unless you
people who don't enjoy movies?
People who fuck their sisters, I don't know. But it's like you sit through this movie, and it's boring, nothing happens, but they shove in this scene at the end.
Yeah.
Almost to wake you up, to get you aroused. Like, that's how it feels to me.
Yeah.
It has that feel of, like, we're shoving this in at the end of the movie because we're sleazebags.
It's fucking weird.
Because if this was in the movie for reasons of character development, you would have put this somewhere in the middle of the movie.
Like, I suggested maybe at the beginning of the movie to show that he is, like, disturbed.
Yeah.
Like, because even, like, before you do the flashbacks of his mom, be like, hey, oh, you remind me of my mom or whatever.
Yeah.
And then show a scene of, like, his mom telling him no or something, or, like, that she doesn't want to give him something. Like, you know, set it up right. If you're going to have a scene like this and you want it to be disturbing, make it effective.
No, Will. You just
don't shove it in the last 5 minutes of your movie.
You shove it in the last 5 minutes.
And then have your, like, main antagonist shot. Like, I don't get it.
It's like he gets wasted, plastered in this scene, right? The next scene when he's pulled over, he's completely sober.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
You know why? Because, as I said,
these were out of sequence.
The only reason this is in the fucking ending is because of what I said. Sleazebag nonsense. They wanted to shove it in there to, like, wake up whoever was watching this.
It's fucking trash.
It's dumb.
So my final thoughts on this film are, this is the one of, I mean, we've watched some incompetent films, I'll admit. This is one of the most incompetent I have seen in recent memory.
Nah, I disagree.
Really?
It's sort of competent. I get it. I hate this movie for other reasons.
My thing, and I hate it for many reasons too, which you'll probably touch upon a lot of the reasons I hate it too.
Yeah.
But, like, my thing is, like, it's clearly a guy who wanted to make a film, but had no idea how to make a film. Like, he knew how the camera worked.
He knew how to put a camera down.
He knew how to put a camera down and press record on it.
That's really...
But that's about it.
Will, those are high standards, man.
And he barely knew how to write a script.
It's trash.
Because the script is garbage.
It's trash.
And the acting is garbage. This movie is just garbage. That's my final thought. I wish I could be more eloquent than that. But this movie is pure trash.
No, this is garbage. I've seen more entertaining movies that have maybe more, like, fuck-ups in them. More fuck-ups on camera. More spoofs in them. But this thing is just fucking worthless. Like, it's useless. You just watch it and you just think to yourself, like, what? Like, why? What was the point? Okay, fine. It's a botched kidnapping movie.
That's all it is. That is literally the plot of the film.
And you fucked it up.
Yeah. It's an easy plot.
And you fucked it up. And I just, like, on a purely smug cultural basis, I hate this garbage.
It's fucking trash.
I hate the weird maid character. I cannot stand the goddamn horrendous honky-tonk country music. I can't stand the fucking humor, if I can call it that. I can't stand any of it. It's like only impressive thing about this movie, it's like someone took everything I hate
and
shoved it into one fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's boring, it's racist, sexist, it's fucking dumb, has horrible music. Just annoying acting.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying acting. Like, everything about it is just, like, it's like a movie that's engineered to annoy me.
Like I said, I wish I could, I don't want to waste more breath than I have to on this film, so my final, it's just trash. It's just garbage.
By recording this podcast, we've already dedicated, like,
too much time to this
way
film.
More of our brain cells to this garbage than it deserves.
Like, we had to explain the whole fucking movie.
And look, that explanation we gave you, that's it!
That is literally the movie.
They kidnap a guy, one of them goes around town and does shenanigans, and then the other idiot chases him through the fucking swamp.
That's it!
That's it!
That's
the fucking movie!
I don't know how to describe it any better. Like, that is literally the entire fucking movie.
If you could tell me a kidnapping movie that's dumber, I would love to see it.
Yes.
I'd love to fucking see it.
Put it on our Facebook. If there's a dumber kidnapping movie, please, for the love of God, yes. Tell us. Because this is probably the worst kidnapping movie.
I can give you this guarantee, though. Any recommendation you give us, I can guarantee you have not seen this movie.
Yeah.
So, really, just nothing.
I would argue to say this is the worst kidnapping movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
100%.
Like, that is 100%. No joke.
100%.
That is not a joke. This is the worst.
Can I ask you?
Kidnapping movie I've ever seen.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who is the boss? Like, what is the scheme?
The scheme was to get money from the old guy. But he didn't have any money.
Why? Who's the guy in the bar?
I don't know.
Like, why is he like...
Why is it so important that they kidnap this exact guy?
Yeah.
And take, because he owns a bunch of stuff in the oil fields, but when they search him, he doesn't have any money on him, and he doesn't have all he has is a checkbook.
So, the scheme is like...
It's to get ransom from
him. To get ransom from him and then kill him. So, the whole, like, thing with the checkbook, that was literally just Wheeler having shenanigans.
But my question, really, is if they're gonna do ransom, and he owns the fucking bank account they're trying to ransom... Like, why didn't they kidnap the daughter?
All the money?
Why didn't they kidnap the daughter? Because the daughter even goes to the bank and they say she can't access any of the funds because it's his account. They literally say that in the movie.
Okay, but if that's the case, why do they let Wheeler access the money?
They didn't. He wrote a check out to cash. Remember?
But it's coming out of the same bank account.
I know, because he wrote for cash and then signed it on his, like, that's how the check worked. But why wouldn't Wheeler say, like, hey, write this check for, like, you know, like, an exorbitant amount of money.
$1 million, yeah.
Yeah, some, like, huge amount of money. If this guy has so much money, why the fuck would they be like, oh, just write $100?
Was Wheeler's plan to just literally drive around town the whole day?
And find weed?
Finding weed and pouring beer on naked women.
That was his whole plan? What was Wheeler's motivation for anything? He didn't do anything. He just drove around, killed two people, and then poured beer on a girl. That's it. That's all he fucking did.
I've seen a million movies that do, like, the same setup. A million fucking times better. Like, that setup is, it's pretty simple, right? A bunch of, like, psychos kidnap somebody. And the whole movie will just be, like, the victim trying to escape. And the authorities closing in. We've seen those movies before.
Yeah, and they're a million times
every
more tense
single one
than
of
this
them.
Movie.
Every single one of them is better than this.
Every single one. I will go as far to say, we haven't seen all the films in this podcast, but I will go as far to say, this will probably go down in the annals of history as one of the worst kidnapping movies of all time. If you can even call it a fucking kidnapping movie... It's a botched kidnapping movie, but barely.
Well, if you want to prove us wrong,
please.
It is on YouTube.
Go watch it, and then if you have a worse suggestion for a worse kidnapping movie, and that meets all the criteria that this one did wrong, please post it, and we will watch it. Because I want to know.
I will most likely accuse you of being full of shit, but okay.
I will too until we watch it, and then if it is, in fact, worse, I don't know how it could be.
Most likely you're going to recommend something that's just mediocre.
Yeah.
And I'll take mediocre. Believe me, I'll take anything. I'll take anything over this. Psycho from Texas can eat my ass.
Yep. Now,
consensually, Wheeler's mommy.
You gotta do it consensually.
Like Wheeler's mommy.
But if I watch,
well, you
I
know
might
why.
Become psycho.
You know why I say consensually, though? Because, as we learned from this movie, nothing is scarier
No.
than consensual sex.
Well, I mean, like I keep saying, to be fair, he did watch his mom have consensual sex, and that is horrifying, but not horrifying enough to make you a psycho. Consensual sex
is so horrifying that it made him crazy. Grow up to be a lunatic who pours beer on naked women non-consensually. So, should the opposite have happened?
Yeah.
If his mom got, like, raped, would it have, like...
made him a nice guy?
It would have made him a gentleman?
Maybe. Like, if his mom got taken advantage of?
Is that the best they could do?
She didn't get taken advantage of, though.
Will, understand this. Like, I know we're talking about this movie still. That's the best they could do.
Yeah. Because that was the best explanation for why he was psycho. That was the best the director could think of. Think about that. That was the best the director could think of. Be like, his worst thought was watching his mom have consensual sex.
Not, you know, like... I don't know. We've all, like, not, you know, having a, I don't know, alcoholic father, alcoholic mom.
Abusive parents.
You know, like,
something actually traumatic.
Like, I don't know, animal cruelty growing up.
Something actually fucking traumatic.
Actually horrifying that we've seen in millions of better movies. No. Fuck you.
The director's worst thought was watching his mom
have
consensual sex. I understand. That is a horrific thought.
No.
But it wouldn't make you a psycho killer.
That's not why it's scary, Will. See, it's scary because we know what the director actually likes. What the director actually likes is scared women having beer poured on them and being paraded around naked.
So what you mean is women being taken advantage of.
To this director...
So he fears consensual sex.
To this director... A woman having some fucking vanilla-ass missionary sex is, like...
the worst thing.
The scariest shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was probably uncomfortable.
We're getting into the mind of this director.
He was, like, uncomfortable filming that. He was just like, oh, I don't know about this scene. I don't know. It's... I have to film a woman having, like, pleasure. Oh no.
Be like, don't worry. I got the money shot scene at the end of the film, though. Okay. The beer scene is gonna be fun.
Well, that's what they told him. They're like, don't just film it, dude. You already got your fucking scared woman scene. It's like, yeah, that's true. That was good. I get it.
We delved into the mind.
I figured it out. Unfortunately, it didn't make the movie any better, but, you know.
So, on the positive note, well, not positive for us, but we have a date for our live stream.
I thought you were talking about positive things.
Well, it's positive for everyone that wants to watch the live stream. It's not positive for us because we have to play more shit games. But we have another 6-hour live stream coming up. We're going to be doing that on January 20th, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, day before Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Because we will need the day off.
Yes.
to recover.
I need to rest. So, we will be doing that. We'll be playing probably a lot more games this time. Depending on how long we play them.
I hope not, but okay.
But, yeah, so we hope you guys tune in for that. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'll put a link in our description. Make sure you also subscribe and hit that bell button. That way you can get notified right when we go live. We might fuck up again, but you'll get notified right when we go live.
Such confidence in our ability, Will.
We fucked up the first time, so we might do it again.
No, everything was perfect.
Really? Because we didn't fucking botch an opening?
Nope, it was perfect. It was the best live stream that's ever been done.
It'll be better this time, I promise. The sound will be better. We have better microphones, so don't worry. Everything will be better for your enjoyment,
not ours.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Ah, shit. I got you.
I got you, Will.
I got you, Will.